the Inspector Mr. August Lundeberg, the all-seeing eye. Good morning, Mr. Elbrink. I can see that you have company. I would like to ask you a few questions, but if you, sir, would like me to present the activities at Macmira for our guests, my questions can wait. I promise that I am the right person. You see, from where I live, I can see all what is happening at the brook. As I handle the daily decisions, I can quickly correct in case something gets out of hand. You see, there are a number of employed, in fact 200, even though only a few live here at Brook. But to my help, I have a far foreman and a forester. Also, I have my blacksmiths who lead the work at the furnace and the hammers. My foreman give orders to all farm laborers and all who are hired by day, for instance, for harvesting or threshing. The forester has control over the forest. In winter time, farm laborers have time for clearing and cutting woods, make charcoal, and for transports. The farmers are keen on taking on those extra jobs. Cash is king. The ironworks are seen as economic engines, which give work to the farmers from the neighboring villages. Some of them have a more steady work and a written contract. Some prefer farming, others forestry, and some take on a steady work at the ironworks. Last spring I wrote to Mr. Elbrink questioning the idea to heat up the forge, as there was a day squeezed between Easter and the coming wedding. What do you think he answered? Macmira, March 26, 1832. Highly respected Mr. Olof Elbrink. In short, a wedding will be the day after 2nd of Easter. The blacksmiths are expected to be less skilled than usual. To heat up the forge for one day, while the wedding still is going on, which might include wedding quarrels and so on, might not be advisable. Instead, I would like to propose that we arrange for the parish catechetical meeting. If I get accepted, I will ask the schoolmaster to make that announcement in church on Good Friday. Well, Mr. Elbrink, he answered that my proposal was wise and that he was willing to contribute to the wedding with 2 gallons of the best vodka at the Macmira. It is important that everyone is reminded that Mr. Elbrink knows them and is with them in his thoughts.